This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in to Times Forward. KE Report used to be KER Politics. We are going to be talking about politics in the second hour. Going to focus on what's going on in primarily, you know, on the Beltway and what's going on down on the border. Got some interesting stories about the border for you, firsthand experience. But in the first segment of the show, we're going to be talking with Stephen Leeb, PHEN. There we go, Stephen Leeb, who is one of my favorite analysts and one of my favorite money managers. By the way, Stephen is a author of renown, has written numerous books, one of which I made reference to on the website this past week. It's called China's Rise and the New Age of Gold. I would highly recommend that you take a look at this book. If nothing else, pick it up on Kindle. It's an interesting book. I have it in my private library. Stephen, I have a question for you. The gold market right now is relatively strong. I just checked it again here about 5 minutes ago before we started. The silver market is in a bit of a decline right now. I personally, given my rationale for investing in precious metals, I don't see why the silver market isn't following the gold market. Any comments, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of ridiculous in a way. I mean, you're not talking meaningful declines, but it's just illustrative of what you're seeing over and over again. And I don't know why I'm so conscious of it this time around. Well, I think this is the big one. This is the one that they have to control and they won't be able to, in my opinion. Silver market is going contrary to copper, which is up about 8 cents, and it's going contrary to gold, and it's going contrary to the dollar, which is down, which should push silver up. But they're going to have a problem. I mean, and the problem that they're going to have with all these markets revolving around commodities is that there is, in addition to the increasing demand for commodities, which comes from, again, the developing world, which is going to need tremendous amounts of commodities, infrastructure, etc. We're even trying to build infrastructure. I mean, why should we be building infrastructure in America? After all, we have very good wooden pipes. So what? They were built in the end of the 19th century. Don't they work? Do we really need to replace them? No, I'm being sarcastic.
Of course you are.
I mean, this country has let everything go. But so if we're trying to catch up with about a $3 trillion infrastructure bill. But, you know, guess what? We don't have the commodities either to build the infrastructure. Now, a couple of data points that we've seen the past week or so, Al, which I think are very, very important, and they come from South America, from Chile and from Brazil. Brazil and Chile are both now in lockdowns, especially Brazil. But I was actually shocked to find that Santiago, which is, I think, the capital of Chile, is in lockdown. Now, why should this affect anything? Well, it affects things because these are centers for a number of commodities. Brazil for food, and Chile for just about everything else, from lithium to copper to who knows what else.
Right.
Mexico, I think they're doing, you know, fairly well, and maybe that's why silver is down a little bit. I mean, I don't like to believe in conspiracies because it just doesn't do any good. You just drive yourself nuts. So I'll just accept the fact that Mexico is okay. But when it comes to copper, when it comes to base metals, we have problems. We have problems because what we're doing in this country right now is we are dramatically increasing demand. We are literally putting money in people's pockets. And They are they're all dressed up and are going to have very few places to go because there is not abundant food supplies out there. I mean, you have I watch a raw food index and it's had a remarkable run. I mean, it's up, I don't know, 20-30% in the past 12 months. I mean, you don't see that kind of thing. And raw industrials are also up. Now, some of that, again, due to demand and due to the fact that countries that can afford it are hoarding this stuff right now. I mean, because it's just not, you know, going to be available in the context of literally 85% of this world growing rapidly and everybody trying to switch or trying to change energy sources from, you know, fossil fuels to so-called clean, and now hydrogen is a very big source of energy, and it's going to be a mess, and it's going to be a very big mess, I think, in this country unless we, you know, really get things going and, I mean, do things that we haven't done before, which includes cooperating with others and doing it full tilt. No, look, I'm no friend of the Chinese Communist Party. I can't stand them. I mean, I hate that kind of government. I don't want anyone to have any doubt about where I stand. I mean, I hate that kind of government. And I grew up in this country, as I've said before, during, you know, part of the period in which it was the greatest country that ever lived. But we've got to get back to those days. We've got to get back to, you know, a period in which, you know, you don't have corporations like Facebook, et cetera, just controlling things and doing things that they should not be doing. But it's going to catch up with us. And no matter, there are some, one time, I think an insight that I had, I don't know, 20 years ago, that there are some problems that money can solve. Most problems out there can be solved by money. But every once in a while, you come across a problem that cannot be solved by money. And when that happens, that can be a real major threat. And I think up to this point in a life of, 40, 50 years in this industry, I can't even count the number of years, virtually every problem we have come across, including what we saw in 2008-09, could be solved very easily by money.
Yep.
And we did it. And we have remained basically the world's major power in, you know, many respects. We have a problem today, and I just, you know, talked about evidence of that problem, which is disease, whatever people want to say about it. You can't deny the fact that Brazil and Santiago are under, you know, lockdown. And that economic activity in Chile especially, Brazil especially, and Chile especially, because they're very, very important in different ways. It doesn't matter. You could take helicopters of $1,000 bills, or they don't make $1,000 bills, $100 bills, and drop them. You're not going to get the copper. You're not going to get the amount of food that you need. This is a problem that cannot be solved by money, and we're not equipped, in my opinion, to really adjust that quickly. I think that what you're seeing, when you say gold, yes, it is catching a bid today. There's no doubt about it. But I honestly think, Al, when we look forward over the next 10 to 20 years, you're probably going to see gold many, many multiples of what it is today, because it's not that the dollar is going to disappear. It won't. But it cannot remain the reserve currency. That only works when you have problems that money can solve. But when you're talking about climate change, and, you know, I've been very skeptical of climate change in the past, but I'm not so much. I mean, I am skeptical in the fact that they...
Stephen, I got to stop you just for a second. We got to take a real quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Going to get back to this subject here in about 30 to 40 seconds, right after the break. Stick around. Dr. Lieb has some excellent, excellent points to make in terms of investing in commodities. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Tom, for the second segment of the KE Report. Chatting right now with Mark Williams, a very sophisticated financial planner, been around for a lot of years. Advice for people like Mr. Williams is critical during these turbulent times in the economy. Mark, if I'm not mistaken, you specialize primarily in retirement savings.
That's correct. Insurance and retirement, correct.
Tell us a little bit about your qualifications, if you would, sir.
I'm president and CEO of a company called Brokers International out of Des Moines, Iowa. I've been in the financial services business my entire career, about 32 years.
Wow.
Mainly on the insurance and investing side. I have worked with three major insurance carriers, and I've been the president of two major insurance distribution companies. Currently at Brokers International, we assist over 4,500 independent financial planners, registered reps, insurance agents throughout the country. We distribute insurance products through over 50 different carrier relationships. We also own a broker-dealer and an RIA, and through that broker-dealer and RIA, we service about 200 registered reps and asset managers.
Mark, I am very concerned right now about retirement savings simply because I'm very aware of the fact, having been in this business for over 40 years, I'm very aware of the fact that Social Security pretty much in jeopardy, in my opinion. Very quickly, could you elaborate on that?
If you look at the history of Social Security and the population, Social Security was created. We had, for every one person receiving Social Security, you had three people working and paying into the system. Now you almost have the exact reverse. For every three people receiving benefits, you have one worker contributing. Now, you and I both know that's a recipe for disaster over the long haul. Either we're going to have to raise taxes or raise the amount going into the system from the small amount of workers there are to recipients, or you're going to have to reduce the benefit or possibly a mixture in between. As well, we're looking at increasing the age in which you would be eligible for that benefit. So that whole recipe isn't a positive one. Which, back to your earlier comments, those people that have savings, especially during the COVID times that may find themselves out of work or furloughed, are now starting to dip into those savings.
Yep.
So if you were fortunate enough to have your own savings, now you're looking at the possibility of less benefits from the government, using some of the benefits you've saved for, and that's a recipe for disaster, quite frankly, and I think the majority of the population really needs to sit down with someone and talk about their options.
On a personal note, I agree with you 1,000%, and the reason I do is that having a substantial background in economics and finance, I realized back in the 80s and 90s that our economy, with the level of debt that we have, and our Social Security system, which was great when it started, but it is really in a precarious situation right now. Listeners need to be aware of the fragility of the longevity, I guess is the word that I would use, sir, of the Social Security system. I think people who count simply on that are making a big mistake.
I 100% agree with you, and add into that the advancements in technology that we've made in medicine, which are incredibly positive, but we're actually extending the amount of time that people live and live quite healthily and productive. Think about that old adage of I'm going to retire at 55 or 60. I think the new normal is going to be living longer means working longer. It's more benefits that you need and or more of your own personal savings you need to live on. And you also mentioned the debt. So when you add demographics and the advancements in medicine and longevity, and we have all of these other issues, the debt that we have, lack of benefits, the onus really does fall on the individual to really start thinking about how they plan for their future.
Mr. Williams, tell us a little bit about the products and services that you offer, not necessarily in the insurance industry, but primarily in the financial planning industry.
Sure. So one of the great advantages in the financial planning world is the ability for the average person to have access to what I would consider top-tier money management. If you went back 20 or 25 years, in order to have an asset manager manage your money, you needed to open accounts with $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
Today, that's not true. In fact, today, the amount of information you have and the access for the average consumer to be able to open an account with $10,000 or $15,000 and have access to the same money managers that many, many much more wealthy people have is a huge advantage. So one of these services that we offer is access to what we call TAMPs, or Turnkey Asset Management Programs. And there are literally thousands of financial planners nationwide that your listeners can reach out to and get advice on who could manage your money. And you really do have access to professional money managers. So that's the first section of what we do, is match someone's needs with the type of money management that we believe that could be beneficial to them. The second thing to, okay. And then the other thing that we offer, of course, to a broker dealer is access to stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. One of my recommendations always is for someone to seek out professional advice. So again, we work with literally thousands of financial planners nationwide that we can offer referrals to. We can offer a client or a customer the way to research those financial planners to make sure that they are suitable and that they fit those needs of that consumer. And we can give them a sneak peek into their background, and then provide a platform to not only take a look at what their needs are, but also provide hundreds and hundreds of solutions that the general public might not know about. So those are some of the services that we offer to the public.
You know, I think it's very important for people to go to an expert when they are looking to enhance their own personal financial security. No question about that. Real quick, sir, how does your insurance products, how do they fit in?
So, and I'm glad you asked. So, first of all, life insurance. If anyone relies on someone else for income, the number one question we ask is, God forbid they don't make it home, how do you replace that income?
Right.
And that's really with life insurance. And life insurance should be purchased younger, because generally speaking, the younger you are, the healthier you are. So that's the first thing I'd look at. And the second thing is the new generation of annuities. Annuities can be a nice platform, because what an annuity provides in its basic form is the ability to receive an income stream that a customer can't outlive. And in fact, not only can they not outlive it, you can designate money to be paid to a spouse or a significant other once you have passed. And that steady stream of income is not affected by interest rates or the stock market in many cases, and there are literally hundreds of types of annuities. So those two products specifically are somewhat of the foundation of many financial plans for a lot of the public.
Mark, I want to make one comment. Number one, we're out of time here for the radio portion. Record a second segment for you. We will air it as a weekend special. Take about another maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes. Can you do that?
You bet, sure.
I want to carry Mark Williams over into a weekend special. The reason I'm doing that is because I believe that we are really in uncharted waters right now. You need to be financially secure, because that way you can weather all the storms that the political turmoil is going to cause us and has already caused us. Listen to what he has to say in the special.
Find out more about today's guests. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another Capitol Police officer killed in the line of duty in Washington, D.C. A man ramming his car into police officers at a barricade on Constitution Ave Friday. Officer Billy Evans killed. He's the second officer killed in the line of duty this year. The suspect ID'd is Indiana 25-year-old Noah Green. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman says not much else is known about him.
We do not have the suspect on file with U.S. Capitol Police, so there's no indication at this time that there's any nexus to any member of Congress.
According to what appeared to be Green's social media posts, he was a follower of the Nation of Islam and he recently lost his job while battling health issues. The New York Times reported he was born in West Virginia, went to high school and college in Virginia. Pittman says Green was shot and killed after lunging at officers with a knife. One officer injured but in stable condition and expected to survive. This is USA Radio News. Flags at the White House lowered to half-staff in honor of the fallen Capitol Police officer. President Biden saying Friday he's heartbroken by the attack that claimed the life of Officer Billy Evans. He adds, "This has been a difficult time for the Capitol, everyone who works there, and those who protect it." The White House flags will remain at half-staff until sunset on Tuesday. Biden also discussing his new infrastructure plan. The $2 trillion plan released this week focuses on improving roads, bridges, and sewer systems across the country. Biden explaining why Republicans should be on board.
If the Republicans save the 400,000 homes and schools and daycare centers that have lead pipes delivering water to their doors, if they say we shouldn't be doing that, what do you think would happen if they found out all the lead pipes were up in the Capitol?
Republicans criticized the plan for its cost and the effects raising taxes to pay for it could have on the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for the second half of KER Politics. I'm going to talk about what's going on in the country right now with the change of the inhabitant of the executive branch. Got Jim McKinney on the line with me and one of our neighbors who is very politically astute. By the same token, has some serious questions he wants to ask Jim. I asked him to come on the program, and the reason I did is because my buddy's questions are very typical of what's going on in society right now. Mr. Neighbor Al, you want to ask the first question to Jim McKinney?
Sure. Yeah, I've been obviously very disappointed in the outcome of the election, and especially the Georgia runoff. I didn't think that was handled very well, but going forward, I'd be interested in what conservatives could do heading up to the 2022 election, because I think it's mandatory that we take back the House and hopefully the Senate. So I'd just be interested, Jim, in where you think things are going to be going and what we can do to facilitate the conservatives getting back into some position of power.
Well, I think that's a great question, and there's a tremendous amount of frustration out there with what happened. And taking away, if you just stop and the evidence of problems with the election, and you forget about that, and don't think about the presidential race, Consider the House races, consider the state legislative races and the governor's races. The Republican Party did exceptionally well this last in November. So there's optimism out there for conservative views and values. What you don't have is confidence in our system, and that's the most important thing that has to happen, in my view, is we have to rebuild confidence in our system. And what that means is the Republican legislatures in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona, they need to hold people accountable to their own state laws on how to manage the elections. And they cannot allow this continued COVID and the mail-in ballots that basically have created such distrust in the system. That's the first step. The second step is to quit kowtowing to the left. In my view, the people in Washington, D.C., especially a lot of the Republicans that have been around for a long time, they live in a world where they are friends and have drinks after work with their Democratic partners. And we want, you know, some relationship, of course, always positive relationship. But what's happening is they're being suckered by their Democratic leaders, because the Democratic leaders in the House and the Senate, they do not care about the American people, from my perspective. They care about power. And you have to go into this understanding that's their objective. And what I see is a Republican Party that's going to be quite frustrated, that's going to have some realignment time right now, back to those basic principles that Trump represented. And that's, you know, he wanted to give manufacturing back. He wanted to give people, the minorities, he wanted to give the average working class a future and give America strength. And what we've seen from the Democrats is, hey, you know what? We're going to succumb to the powers of corporate corruption. We're going to let the tech gurus shut us down. And they've got to stop that. They've got to not allow that to happen. And that's the big fight right now.
Jimmy, I got to tell you, I'm not quite sure how we can accomplish that right now. The reason I say that is America right now is in an incredible state of turmoil. I was awoken this morning to the news in the Seattle Times that the distribution of the COVID medication is simply too disorganized right now. Actually, the reporter who wrote this particular article waited in a line which was 1 mile long in Squim, Washington, to get the inoculation, and when he was roughly five people away, they announced they couldn't do it anymore because they had run out. When, number one, we need some disorganization, and if people don't understand that the liberal administration is totally screwing up the COVID vaccination distribution, which I just described how that's happening in Washington State. If they don't understand that, they won't understand anything. So you have to, I believe, keep tabs on the success of the tasks that are being undertaken by the liberals right now. So far, we've had no luck whatsoever. Jimmy, comments?
Well, the reason why we've got no luck is because the media, the tech giants, have suppressed any knowledge that undermines the narrative that there's mistakes in New York, that there's mistakes in Washington State or California. They're taking away actual dialogue. They're taking away the ability to discourse or complain or even, you know, question the narrative. And I think that's an important thing that has to happen. And I did the radio show for our local radio station this morning. I do my weekly show on foreign affairs, and I talked about foreign governments, our allies, that are actually very frustrated, not big fans of Donald Trump, but are very frustrated with the tech companies clamping down on democratic free speech.
Yep.
And that's where we've got to get the democratic powerful influencers to say, you know what, this can go both ways, so you better step up to the plate right now and start stopping this control of information, and that's going to be the biggest challenge in my view, because really it's about the propaganda. That's where what's shaping everyone's vision, that's what's scaring people, and as we get more and more information on what happened on January 6th, we're realizing that maybe the narrative that came out of the media immediately was false. A lot of the information that was suppressed about the elections is completely being suppressed. We've got to change that, and that's your point is good. If people don't understand it, and we can't debate it, we can't dialogue about it, then we will not know, and that's going to be problematic.
We have an almost insurmountable problem at this point. Al, I want to ask you, we've got about 2 minutes left here. Jim understands the clock. You got another question, sir?
Do I have another question? Yeah, well, yeah, following up to Jim's just the most recent comment about, you know, you say that the big tech and the suppression and all, that's our big challenge. How do we go about, crafting debate and moving away from big tech's control? How do you do that?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Jimmy, 2 minutes.
Yeah. So the first is the Section 230 in the Federal Communications Act that allows them. Basically, I look at it like this. They produce the paper that the newspaper prints the information on. They're controlling what the newspapers print on the paper. That's what the platforms are doing right now. That can't last. They can't tell and control what people are saying, what are being done. So we've got to figure out how our legislators can reach out and stop that type of control. The second piece of it is there is enough information out there. You just have to go to alternative sources, and you have to be able to present that a little bit better. It's tough in a monopolistic system, but that's where we've got to go. And, you know, of course, as they try to clamp down, you're going to have to use anti-monopoly rules with what happened with Amazon closing out Parler and Google and Apple closing out their ability to actually download the apps. That has got to change, and it's not that hard to do, but they have to get consensus. We have to push our legislators to do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got about exactly 25 seconds left here, and I have to take a real quick commercial break. Pardon me, Big Al's going to be back in a flash. Frog in my throat. Don't open your mouth, Corlin. Anyhow, going to have to take a real quick commercial break, just probably a few seconds, just a few, very few, 1 or 2 minutes, and I'm going to be right back with our friend from Semiamu and Jim McKinney. Stick around.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. I wanted to make one comment at the beginning that's very, very important. Actually, to take it back, I want to make about three comments that I want you guys to think about while we are chatting, while we are opining. I am very, very concerned right now about the future of the United States. And the reason that I'm very concerned is I simply do not understand. I would like to not understand the agenda. The agenda of the government to me today seems absolutely, I guess the best way to put it is nonsensical. We seem to be going in a direction that is almost, not almost, but totally unconstitutional. You know, the first issue that comes up that I don't think is necessarily critical is gun control. And the reason I say that is because I think the real critical issue right now is the amount of power that government has. I think all of this came from it, you know, all of this, in my opinion, came from one simple thing, Jimmy, and that is that globalism is very, very profitable for big business. Boeing would not be in trouble right now, and it is in trouble right now. They're no longer the major employer in the Pacific Northwest. They're having major, major problems. I think that globalism can be a very good thing because everybody can be helped. But the fact of the matter is, and by that I mean, you know, you can be a Vietnamese person, etc., etc., and globalism could obviously help you. But the fact of the matter is, that's not happening. What really is happening right now is the huge money in the world is making even more money as a result of globalism. And I have to tell you, if you still believe in conspiracy theory that a small group of people is looking to take over the world, I would have to say that I could not disagree with that right now. I think it's truly a capitalistic profit motive that's causing it, however. What I'd like to get from Jerry, Eddie, and everybody else is I want to say, I'm not stating that you need to go hide in the basement and, you know, and arm yourself. I'm not even coming close to saying that. What I'm saying is I'd like to know what you people think. Come on, Irish. What do you think? You're a successful guy. You're a brilliant guy. If we can lay out alternative ideas on this program, which happens to be my main agenda, we can possibly make a bit of a difference in changing the direction of the world. Jimmy, I'm going to give the mic over to you.
I'm very concerned about a very powerful group of people that are that have control of large amounts of finance. You know, people are concerned about the Fed and the control of monetary policy. And then, of course, the Congress has kind of lost its teeth with fiscal policy and the way that the administration is just printing out money. It's just embarrassing right now. And this is because of COVID, but it continues to be political payoffs. That's going to put a lot of people at risk. You just can't continue to print money and not have something to produce it. And there are people, though, that are benefiting from that tremendously. And I really think it's short-sighted. It's not taking the best interests of our nation at the forefront. And I believe that there are people that would really like to see the U.S. not be powerful. Let's take Facebook, for example. Roughly 200 million Americans are on Facebook. They have 2 billion people globally. So what do they care about 10% of the market if, say, they lose a couple of percent of it because people get off of it? They don't care. They want to expand their global market. They're saturating the United States. And the United States, in some people's mind, is plateauing out in financial or influence or economic power. With a rising China and rising Asia, they see the investment opportunities there. And I think very powerful, influential people and big industries, media industries, tech industries, entertainment, big time, news media companies, they're looking at protecting those markets. And there's no better example than the NBA bowing to Chinese authoritarianism and then screaming at Americans over Black Lives Matter. That is a perfect example of inconsistent, hypocritical actions that are focused on undermining the United States in order to financially gain by moving towards China.
Well, I got to tell you guys, what I have to say is, of course, Black Lives Matter. There's no question about that. Nobody believes that more than I do, but my life matters too. So do all the Latinos' lives, et cetera, et cetera. They all matter a lot, and I'll stick to my guns on that one.
You know, Al, I wanted to say, you know what? None of us had a choice in what color our skin was when we were born, correct? Yeah. None of us had a choice. So why do we look and why are we dividing people over issues like that? Unless there's a political agenda, it makes no sense. We should be working towards looking at each other in a neutral way and based on our character, not on our color.
Well, I mean, that's a very obvious statement, and there's no question about that.
It's an obvious statement, but today it's just you are just intimidated by people and by corporations. People are firing staff members if they say all lives matter. You know, major corporations are doing things like that. Media, the Justice Department under this administration are going after people for, political purposes to force people into these agendas. It's an incredibly dangerous time in the history of both the world and the United States.
Well, I want to say one thing, and that is I'm very, very concerned right now. If I haven't made that point, that means somebody doesn't understand English. I'm very concerned. At this point in time, I would simply like to believe that humanity is better than what we're seeing right now. I really would like to believe that. You know, at our Bible study yesterday, we're studying Acts, and we focused on the fact that in the New Testament, it states purely and simply that all people are equal. I'm not talking about the Constitution. I'm talking about the New Testament of the best-selling book in the world, which is the Bible. Why can't people simply put down their prejudices in terms of sources of information, listen for truth, and make sure that they act in a truthful, moral matter? That doesn't seem to matter to me.
You know,
go ahead.
You know what I see happening there are these powerful influences that are using these tools, this division, this racism, as a political tool, as a weapon in order to achieve their political goals. So if you control the vast majority of the media and the press and you want to divide rather than unite, that's why people are looking and seeing on their Facebook page or on their social media, their Instagram account or their Twitter, these hateful messages, and they perpetuate that out of fear of not jumping on board, because we are social creatures.
Yep.
And so that's, it comes right back to very powerful, influential tech individuals and others that have an agenda that are actually exacerbating this problem, that are dividing us. And individuals have to wake up to it. And unfortunately, many, many are now beholden to this fear and the lies that are being propagated by these powerful people.
Well, I can't disagree with that. Well, let me just say one thing, and that is I pray to God that my opinion of the character and the efficacy of the President of the United States, I pray to God that my opinion is incorrect. And the reason, I don't know if it is, and I don't know if it isn't, I just pray that it is incorrect, because if we need anything right now, we need somebody who can pull this country together. We are all very good people. Everybody believes in a cause. President Biden supposedly is a pretty decent person as a human being. I pray to God that that is right, you know, and I hope that I was misinformed when I perhaps didn't understand something correctly regarding the financial situation with he and his son and his brother. I'm looking for a way out of this thing. Jim, we got about 15 seconds. Wrap it up.
Hope is not a method. The facts do not portray him being even able to understand or to unite right now, because I don't believe the people that are giving him information want that. I think the people that are on his staff, he is just now, in my view, not capable of bringing us together.
And there you have two different opinions. What do you guys think? I'll spend as much time as I can on the blog this weekend, and I know that Jimmy will also. Jim, thanks for your time, as always. Do some thinking, you guys.
Always a pleasure.
Do some serious thinking. Yeah, a pleasure to have you on the show, Jim. We'll be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.